Good morning. For our featured report this morning, a conversation with Kaylin Call and Ralph Call. They worked with the Lincoln County School District No. 2 Foundation to put together the funding for the new automotive training center at Star Valley High School, the new tech center. We had an opportunity to visit with them, first starting with Kaylin Call from Minnesota, originally from Afton. Ralph Call, now from Utah, originally from Afton. Let's start with Kaylin Call. What does it mean for you to help Star Valley High School?
At the time I graduated from high school, hardly anybody could stay here because there wasn't any opportunities here.
Careers.
Everybody had to go somewhere else. Some of us did pretty good by doing that, but it's just a time, I feel, for people to get some kind of a skill or get serious about thinking about it while they're in high school age area. And to make that opportunity available to them was unique. You know, there's not too many places like that around.
Right.
And so your leaders in technology, and you look at some of the technology that's been developed by in this small little town, and some of the people that have made really quite a contribution to the. Improving the lifestyle all over the country, it's kind of unique. But I look at this and I say, you're ahead of the curve. You're leading the crowd, and there's going to be followers all over the country that'll follow this.
What does it mean for you and your brother to know that you help make this happen for the home valley?
Well, it's looks like a good investment.
So investment in the future of our youth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where the future is in the youth.
That's right. Ralph, where do you step in with this?
How to start this? We had a high school reunion, class reunion, 2 years ago, and I've been thinking for quite a while that I ought to be getting rid of some of my money, that I ought to be directing it before my estate directs it. So I challenged our high school class to do something, to get a project. We thought about a number of things, like putting a marker out on the road with all the students that had been at Star Valley High School and setting up scholarship funds and those kinds of things. Eventually, some of the local guys, Jim Wheeler and Alan Stauffer, came across the Star Valley High School Foundation, which had lost their money.
Yeah.
They were going to support this project, but they had lost their money in a scam. So we started thinking, could we step in? And that's kind of where I started to be involved. And we went out and tried to raise money from our class. We were a little dysfunctional in it, and we didn't raise very much money. And so I thought it was a good investment from my estate, and Kay and I share a 501c3 corporation, and he agreed that we could invest some money there. And then he's an airline pilot. He flew for Delta and Northwest, and he had a way to get some matching funds from them. So Delta Airlines got some money in this project too. But anyway, I think that had this kind of a program been available to me when I was here in high school, I think I would have spent my time when I went to college. I did go to college, and I think college was good for me. I don't think it's good for everybody. And I think when I went to college, I could have been working at a $3 an hour job instead of $1 an hour, which I swept floors in the university.
To get that education.
To pay so that I could go to school.
Right.
So I just think this is... I want to do some more, but I think this is just a wonderful start.
Comments of Kaylin Call and Ralph Call. They helped bring together the funding for the new automotive training center at Star Valley High School. That's our featured report this morning. Dan Dockstetter reporting for the SVI Radio Network.